This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Taliban are often portrayed in the West as a group of Islamic extremists who are one step removed from the terrorists they shelter. To some Afghan Americans, the Taliban remain the lesser of evils. They remember the horrors of Soviet occupation and the chaos and civil war that struck Afghanistan after the Soviets withdrew their forces in 1989. From Fremont, California, Holly Kernan reports.
The Bay Area is home to an estimated 60,000 Afghans, with the biggest concentrations in Hayward and Fremont. The community is as ethnically diverse as Afghanistan itself. About half are Pashtun, and there are Tajiks, Uzbeks, and Hazaras as well. This two-block stretch of Fremont Boulevard with Afghan restaurants and shops is called Little Kabul. Afghan American Kaun Kakar visits Little Kabul often. He worked as a United Nations human rights officer for Afghanistan until June, before returning to his home in the Bay Area. He says to understand the Taliban, you have to know that after the Soviets pulled out of Afghanistan, there were mass killings and a breakdown of law and order.
In Kabul itself, the fighting was so intense that 40 to 50,000 civilians were killed. About one-third of Kabul has been literally turned into an archaeological site. Basically, criminals, warlords, and commanders without any responsibility and accountability ruled over much of the country. So in this situation, Taliban, who were religious and moralist, came to power.
Kakar worries that anyone in the Afghan-American community who doesn't denounce the Taliban these days is seen as a sympathizer. Most Afghans fled the country well before the Taliban took power. But feelings about the Islamic fundamentalists are more complicated than Americans might think. While most Afghan women condemn the Taliban for their discriminatory policies, there are female supporters here who remember the time when the Taliban were seen as heroes. Hamida Ahmadze was living in Kabul when the Taliban came to power in 1996.
When the Taliban came to Kabul and other provinces, people were really happy to have a better situation. They brought out their children and put flowers around the Taliban soldiers' necks to welcome them.
Hamida says the terror she and others endured during the warlord era was unimaginable, and that women were the most vulnerable, subject to rape and torture by soldiers.
I support the Taliban because they brought respect for women and they saved women's lives from what was happening before.
Razia Gauzi left Afghanistan in 1984 after spending time in jail under the Soviet-backed regime. One of her sisters currently lives in Kabul. Like Hamida, Razia says she still supports the Taliban.
For us, Taliban brought peace and unity in Afghanistan. And people were happy under Taliban government. And that's why I don't see any alternative for them, even at this moment, to bring peace and unity for the country.
Awaze Watan.
Daoud Yar broadcasts a satellite radio show in Farsi and Pashto for the Afghan American community. He's a professor of economics at California State University in Hayward. Until recently, Daoud was a strong supporter of the Taliban because of the relative order and stability they brought to Afghanistan.
They saved the country from a complete chaos. Every zone, every area was controlled by a bunch of despots who did not have the slightest respect for human rights. So the only way for the Taliban to protect women and maintain peace was to use these draconic policies.
Before September 11th, Afghans here say as many as 20% in their community may have actively backed the Taliban. Since the attacks, however, Daoud and many others have distanced themselves from the regime. The conflicting allegiances of this immigrant community mirror many of the disputes that have plagued Afghanistan for decades. They are part of a conflict Afghans fear will not be easily resolved by U.S. intervention. For NPR News, I'm Holly Kernan in Fremont, California.